This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mix Sunday Morning for the week of September 17th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. This week, I want to jump in, as I don't have guests this week, but I believe for the next 4 or 5 weeks, we've got some big news on guests that are just lining up back to back to back to back. It's going to be great to have them in the studio, zooming in, calling in. But I believe this is a season for the show where the Lord is working on my heart and what he wants me to share. So we're just going to jump right in it. Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13. The Bible tells us Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those who were selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Well, if you'll stay tuned in the next break, I'm going to dive into that just a little bit deeper. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Hey, in the first break, we talked about Jesus going into the temple in the book of Matthew and turning over tables. So let's just set this stage right here, okay? Jesus goes into the temple and doesn't like what's going on in there and makes changes. Well, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Okay, we're going to go from Matthew to 1 Corinthians. As I said in Matthew, Jesus goes into the temple and is angry at what he sees. In 1 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pose this question to you this morning, or whenever you listen to the podcast, and it goes for me too. If Jesus comes to you and you are his temple, what is he going to do in your life? What does he see in your life this morning? Think about it. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. We'll continue our talk this morning on your body and it being God's temple. And let's just jump right back into the Word of God because that's the truth. I can sit in here and talk, but this show is about the truth and it's going to come from the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Well, from that verse, I grab that God gives us a choice. If you choose to let the temple be in you, and that's the Lord, and accepting Jesus Christ in your heart, you'll be fine. But if you don't choose to accept Jesus Christ, and if you don't choose to allow your body to be the temple for the Lord, the Bible says God will destroy him. So this morning, Is your body holy? Are you holy? Are you rejecting Jesus? Are you going to allow Jesus to come into your life this morning? And yeah, he may have to turn some tables over. He may have to do some cleaning up. But I would much rather live a life with Jesus in my life than with him not in it. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday morning. We've been talking about your body this morning and being the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if you're asking, what does it mean for your body to be the temple? And I hope this verse will explain it. And it comes from Romans 12, and it's verse 1 through 2. And the Bible says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Be who God has called you to be. That's what being the temple is. You know, he wants you to live according. And we just hear right there that God's going to test us. We'll be tested. But through that, our temple will be good, acceptable, and perfect. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. Send me an email, gykoff@radioalabama.net. That's gykoff@radioalabama.net. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
I know that you have heard the statement before, a divided house will surely fall. But what about this? A divided life, you miss his call. God is calling you to find that hidden wholeness deep inside your heart so he can fully use you to his purpose, for his purpose. What are you avoiding? What are you failing to face today that is keeping you from finding that hidden wholeness that is perpetuating a divided life? I am so tired of living a divided life. Let's shed the barriers that keeps us from living fully to God's purpose for our lives. A divided house will surely fall. A divided life, we will miss his call. Let's suit up.
It's been a great show. I hope you enjoyed our talk this morning on your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I hope you go this week and look at it that way. You know, what's in your house? I mean, do you have rooms? Each one of us compartmentalizes things, but are there rooms in your house, in your temple, that maybe need to be cleaned out? I know all of us have things in our life that we wish we hadn't done, wish we hadn't said, and those are tucked away in rooms in the temple. Let God have control of those rooms. Let him have control of you, your complete temple. Give it to him and watch what he will do with it. Thank you, Robo Motors, for sponsoring the show. If the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mick Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.